This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Guest. She's so sharp she gives balloons nightmares. Former ambassador to the UN and author of the new book, If You Want Something Done, Nikki Haley. The biggest laughs he gets are from his dating profile. Actor, writer, and comedian, Jamie Lissau. She's 90 pounds soaking wet and from all of those spilled margaritas. Fox News contributor Kat Tim. And he acts like he's above everybody else. Because he is. My massive sidekick in the NWA World Television Champion, Tyrus.
Get it, your call.
All right. Ambassador Governor. Do I say ambassador, governor, governor, ambassador, or just ambassador?
It's Nikki. Those are moments in time.
Oh, I like that. Moments of time. That's my next book. By the way, congratulations. I love the color.
Thank you.
It's a great color.
You know, I'm proud of you.
It's the color of my fridge. It's the color of every fridge. So before I ask a topic, well, this is kind of along the same lines, identity politics. Did Sunny Hostin ever apologize to you?
She did not. Neither did her producers or anyone else.
Isn't that crazy? I don't know if people forget or remember that she said that your name, Nikki, was made up and right. That was never on the birth certificate. In fact, it was. It's an Indian name.
Yes, right. And Sunny is not on her birth certificate. Whoopi is not on her birth certificate. But you know what? When the ladies at The View, when they start to attack you, that's when you know you're winning. So I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Isn't it interesting that anybody who ascribes to the world of identity politics always ends up seeing themselves as a victim? So he looks at the problem instead of trying to figure out what the problem is. It's everybody else's fault.
Absolutely. And, you know, then they go and whine and complain about it. You can't alienate so much of the population and then get upset when they don't want to see it. And the reality is the movie didn't look funny. That's why people didn't go see it. It didn't look funny. But it's a lesson for actors, musicians, athletes. Stay in your lane. Mm-hmm. Stay in your lane. Otherwise, don't complain when the money doesn't flow.
Yeah. You know what, Jamie? You have no lane.
Mm-hmm.
And
speaking of money not flowing.
Yes. And that leads me to a question. You claim to be heterosexual, although you had a miserable marriage. If you were asked to do a gay scene, if you were asked to do a gay scene in a movie, would you do it?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. If it was funny and not a piece of crap like this, or if it was something that moved the story forward, I absolutely would. Mm-hmm. And I agree with you. I saw the trailer, and on every level, having nothing to do with if people are gay or not, it was not funny. It didn't seem original. It was kind of hacky. But I mean, that was the first weekend. I think they're going to do okay. Like on Rotten Tomatoes, it's getting two tomatoes rubbing against two other tomatoes, which is
that's four.
Which,
four tomatoes.
I want to say something that's not a joke, but you know what other movie beat this movie in Arizona this weekend?
What?
My movie called Daddy Daughter Trip that was released in 17 theaters in Arizona. We actually beat this movie. We were, thank you guys.
One of the viewers of the movie are here.
That was it.
Yeah, we flew them in.
We were so low budget though. Like for real, I think it shows that you could just have like, it's about the content and it's not about you. And you also don't like blame the crowd. By the way, this movie, Daddy Daughter Trip, that I wrote with Rob Schneider, I'm also in it. And I have a scene with my hero, John Cleese. And during the premiere, I went to get a popcorn and I missed my scene.
Mm.
So that also tells you how much I'm in the film.
Yes. Well, you were right. That wasn't funny. Tyrus.
He calls you friend.
That's yes, you're one of my closest friends. You know, I know you saw this movie because you told me to see this movie. I saw a movie in which the protagonist was an elderly female Asian.
Right.
I'm not an elderly female Asian, and yet I love this movie.
It was phenomenal.
Everything Everywhere at Once. So, and also, the subplot is lesbians.
Yep.
But I don't even think of that. I just think
it was
a great
movie. Here's the thing. Here's the problem with the woke. They always act like they're the first to do anything and never do any research. Yeah. It was a really funny movie called In-N-Out. Yeah. Tour Song Trilogy was really good.
In-N-Out's a great film.
It's a great film, okay. Yeah. Ever heard of The Birdcage? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, those were phenomenal movies that had the whole subplot was about being gay or whatever. But they were great movies that just happened to have gay people in. This was, like, one of the lines from the commercials was, you had a good run, heterosexuals.
Yeah.
So... If I was sitting on the couch and it was like, you're on your way out, Negroes, I'm not seeing it.
That gives me an idea.
I'm just saying. I mean, I don't care who was in it. I was like, oh, that's not for me.
That crystallizes this point, is that we can make fun of you and then you don't like to be around us anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it's not making fun of. That's the point.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Who we should be mad at is LGBTQ, R, and S, because they were the ones supposed to show up and they didn't show up.
Nobody showed up, Kat. Is that your fault?
Well, I don't really like going to the movies, because whenever I do, the movie gets all the attention.
That's true, and it's hard for you to keep that chair down.
It's hard. Well, I guess, okay, but also, like, liberals were upset about it, too, because the gay guys were white gay guys.
Mm-hmm.
There was people that were, like, upset about that. Also, people just think he's annoying. I think a lot of people. I don't think it's really a political thing to find him extremely annoying.
He has my problem.
Yeah, also, true. Also, it's spooky season.
Yeah, it is spooky.
Nobody wants to watch two people fall in love unless one or both of them are going to meet an untimely violent death in October.
Yes, that is so true. They should have introduced some kind of monster.
Absolutely.
Yes, that monster, of course, would be Donald Trump. All right. I think we've done a good job on this topic.
I did a great job.
I think you did okay. All right. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
Should we be wary of suggestions from Harry? I speak of pop star and Kat's stepson, Harry Styles, who during a concert in Austin endorsed Beto O'Rourke for Texas governor. This impressed the 13-year-old girls in the crowd who, by being there, proved they already love crap. It was the worst boy band endorsement since New Kids on the Block went all in for Dukakis in '88.
Damn.
And don't even get me started when the Bay City Rollers endorsed Earl Morris for Comptroller General. I couldn't sleep for weeks. Although that was probably the meth. Anyway, sorry, Nikki. Anyway, Styles flashed a Beto for his Texas sticker on his guitar that appeared on the big screen, and then cameras showed Beto in the crowd clapping. Perhaps he remembered that unlike the rest of the parents there, he doesn't have to go to work in the morning. It all looked pretty desperate, especially when you consider Governor Greg Abbott holds an 8-point lead over Beto. His campaign's looking like the Alamo Part 2. Speaking of Dems helping Dems, Nancy Pelosi postponed her nightly bath in virgin's blood to appear on Colbert with this hopeful midterm prediction Monday night.
We will hold the House by winning more seats. We won the 40 seats, then we lost some when Trump was on the ballot. He's not on the ballot now. Oh, did I say his name? I didn't mean to.
We'll have the videotapes fumigated.
Perhaps you could bleep that out.
Yes, it is a family show.
Sorry, if they were worried about being offensive, they should have blurred out her face. Finally! Don't clap! Ah, clap, what do I care? Al Sharpton claims that while posing for a photo with President Biden at a private event last month, Joe told him, quote, I'm going to do it again. I'm going. Sharpton assumed he was referring to running again, but any expert will tell you it was about explosive diarrhea. What do you say, Joe?
Hey, look, I don't know if I'm going to run, but I told Sharpton I was going to, because if I do, I'm going to need him. I mean, this guy's the original. Sharpton was doing race hoaxes before it was cool. Now everybody's doing it. And Jesse Smollett, me, that girl volleyball player. Hey, Sharpton, this guy made up a fake sexual assault, pinned it on a real guy. You try that in your spare time. Come on. I told Sharpton, you ought to run, not me. You know what he said? He said, why bother? You do whatever I say. It's funny because it's true.
Jamie, just a background, Harry Styles was in a band called One Direction. Okay. Your marriage had one direction. It was down. Hell.
That's so wrong. That's so wrong.
Do you think this endorsement will help Beto?
I don't think so. I don't like the mixing of the politics and the music. I think you just play music. I don't like the flashing of the sticker on the guitar. It reminds me of another bad idea. I went to a strip club once and they were going to sell advertising space on the girls. I swear to God. And this reminds me of that. Like, it's a terrible cross promotion. You know,
right.
like, you know, and then I was thinking, well, maybe there are some good advertisements you could do, like a girl's dancing, you know, and then she turns around and it says, you know, New York University, you know, send your daughter there so she doesn't end up here.
Yeah.
But then I was like, I don't like people to feel bad. And I was like, what if one of the strippers that maybe didn't work out as much as some of the other was, what if she turned around and on her butt it just said, your ad could be here.
I love how you shoveled this stripper joke into the political segment.
And by the way,
yeah.
Is this, Biden can't run it. Like,
yeah. Why?
What is crazy? Yeah. I feel like if he runs, he'll at least run in the wrong direction.
Oh, Nikki, try to ignore everything you just said. That's what we do. No, I'm kidding. What do you make of Pelosi being overly, she has to be overly optimistic? Is that what it is? Could she be right? Could the Republicans blow this?
I mean, sure, the Republicans could blow it, but they're not going to, right? I mean, and the idea that she, like, I want to play that over and over and over again after Election Day, because she knows these are her last days as Speaker of the House. You know, what we're biting our nails on is the Senate, right? Waiting. But she's going to lose the House. She knows she's going to lose the House. And I don't think she's going to stay Speaker. I don't think she's going to stay in the House after. Yeah. I think she's going to go be ambassador to the Vatican or something like that.
Yeah, she wants Italy, right? Yeah, and they're going to give it to her.
But it goes back, the Democrats always think if they say something that people will believe them. They treat people like they're uneducated.
Right, and really they are. Let's face it, Nikki. You're going to edit that out later. Kat, you said to me in the green room, wow, Harry Styles, that's, if he's behind Beto, I could get behind Beto. That's what you said. Really?
No, it's not. I don't know. Who cares? Who cares?
It is a topic.
I know. I get that. But just about Harry Styles in general. Like, when's he going to fall off? I'm sick of hearing about him every 3 days.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Why is he here?
I don't know.
He doesn't even live in Texas. Was he just trolling Republican moms who were taking their kids to see Harry Styles and that's why he did it?
I have no idea. I don't know that much about him. But I don't know. I think that Biden actually is going to run, though.
Really?
Yes, because I don't think he is capable of doing the job in a few years, but he's also not capable of doing the job now.
Right.
And, like, that doesn't seem to bother anybody that much.
That's true.
Like,
what
is he actually doing now? I don't think he's doing anything.
What he's doing right now, we can't say.
Yeah, I mean.
But I'm telling you, get that Febreze.
All right, before, as a friend, stop going to day shift. That's the strip club during the day. No more day shift.
That's true.
The women you're describing are day shift workers.
But the day shift needs you the most.
Them. Yes.
That's true. Stop. I remember I was upset at the day shift. When
I didn't want to back and forth. I mean, stop going to day shift. That's it. Period.
I just remember being upset when they dropped the mask mandate at the day shift.
Terrible. Tyrus, last word to you.
Okay, well, yeah. Whenever you have a new job lined up, I have never known anyone ever to have a new job lined up that's staying at the old one.
Right.
No one has ever done that. So clearly she's off to ruin Italy's life, which is fine.
I think that Pelosi says the Dems will keep the House. I would agree with her because she is a woman. She knows about keeping the House.
Oh, my God. No.
Oh, sexist would say.
We're out. out of time. Thanks to Nikki Haley. Buy her book. Jamie Lissau, Pat Timpf, Tyrus, our studio audience. Fox News at Night with Dreamy. Trace Gallagher is next. I'm Greg Gutfeld, and I love you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.